From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's electoral readiness questioned as the vote for security forces has to be postponed. Washington is considering a proposal to give the Caribbean access to NAFTA, and deposed Haitian Mayor Evans Paul in London on the first leg of a European tour to win support for the return of President Aristide. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Jamaica, polling for members of the island's security forces had to be called off today. There are problems with their voters list. As Gary Allen reports from Kingston, the opposition pounced on the issue.
Computer problems at the electoral office in Kingston, which have dogged the production of an accurate voters list for Tuesday's general elections, surfaced again on Thursday night and Friday morning. And when, by midday, the already two-hour late voters list was not ready to allow security officers to vote, a decision was taken to call off the balloting until Saturday. According to the Director of Elections, the computer problems which emerged on Friday night were not expected to cause a tremendous delay, and although there were plans in place to have the list flown to the army barracks and police stations where the voting would take place by Friday afternoon, it was clear that voting would not be possible between the 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. constitutional period. The latest development has drawn strong condemnation from the opposition Jamaica Labour Party leader Edward Siaga, who in recent days has been expressing concern about the readiness of the electoral machinery to deal with Tuesday's elections. But the JLP has not stopped there. According to Mr. Siaga, this is a matter that could have legal implications.
So transpires that what I have said is right, that the lists for the police are not ready and the soldiers are not ready. But what is worse, in making arrangements for the security forces to vote tomorrow, it is quite possible that it will not be legal for them to do so, because the law requires that the voting of the security forces takes place 4 days before elections. And on this basis, the security forces may well have been disenfranchised.
In Kingston, Jamaica, I'm Gary Allen for BBC Caribbean Report.
A proposal is being considered in Washington to give the Caribbean special access to the North American Free Trade Area. It's in the form of a NAFTA parity bill tabled by U.S. Congressman Sam Gibbons, a Florida Democrat. The proposal allows Caribbean countries to sign on to NAFTA for a 3-year grace period, during which they will share the trade benefits enjoyed by Mexico. But it has a condition that requires eventual reciprocal trade, and there's a feeling that the 3-year grace period is too short. Jamaica's U.S. Ambassador, Dr. Richard Bernal, has been at the forefront of the region's NAFTA lobbying. I asked him how much of a concern this is.
There are 2 points to be made here. First is that the bill is in draft form, and it has not yet been passed into legislation, which means there is a possibility of influencing the time period. It might be possible to have this time period extended from 3 to maybe 4 or 5 years. The second point to make is that the misunderstanding has been that after 3 years, you would have to provide total reciprocity. What the chairman of the committee, Congressman Sam Gibbons, said in his introductory remarks is that the 3 years would provide a period in which the countries could enter into free trade agreements with the United States or accede to the NAFTA. Otherwise, the extension of the benefits under this bill would lapse. But CBI is a permanent program. And therefore, if at the end of 3 years a country had not either joined NAFTA or negotiated a new kind of trade arrangement with the United States, they would revert to the CBI as they exist at this time.
It's still only a proposal. How much further does it need to go, and how rough a road may it have to travel?
It's very difficult to gauge that, because this bill is contingent on NAFTA taking place. Meanwhile, we will continue to build the recognition of this as an important issue for the Caribbean and to make sure that if and when NAFTA goes into effect, that the time between when that happens and when we could have some mechanism such as the one provided in this bill would not be too long.
What does the Caribbean do now? Does it sit back, wait and hope, or is there more work for the Caribbean to do with this proposal?
There is more work because we have to build the necessary support in the United States for the passage of this legislation. We also want to help shape the exact specification of this bill. The bill has been put out for discussion, which means that the proposer of the bill, Mr. Sam Gibbons, and the co-sponsors are asking for comments, suggestions, input on the form of the bill. So we have a chance to influence the details of the bill during this